And I call to order the first meeting of the Otter Rock Budget Committee on 4/7 at 6 o'clock p.m. Roll call. Lisa, here. Eileen,
Here.
Teresa,
Here.
and Rod is not here. Next is our budget. Our budget committee members are this time Beth and Pat Murray. And Kelly, thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
Next on the agenda is the board appointment of budget committee members. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
One from the board makes a motion to appoint the budget
We do them
committee
all at
members
once. We have
by
to do them
name.
one at. Do can we do them all at once, Beth, or do we? Can we do it one at a time? I mean,
No,
do.
this is the appointment, the motion to appoint, and you just say the names of the people you want you're appointing
Okay.
to the budget committee and vote on it.
Okay. I
And
make a
then we do the
motion.
swearing.
Make a motion to appoint Pat Murray, Kelly Lombardi, and Beth Eilacher for the 25-26 budget committee. 26, 27
27.
budget committee. 26-27. Oh, okay. Well, wrong. Oh, I thought I fixed that. I'll second that motion.
Okay, Lisa, yes. Eileen,
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
motion passes. Thank you very much, Beth, Pat, and Kelly. Next on the agenda is swearing in of the budget committee members, and I believe that Beth was volunteered to do this, or
No, a board member has to do it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Beth can't swear people in.
Yeah.
Do we have the
Script.
Yeah.
You don't have it?
I don't know where the script is to do that.
There is a copy in the COM4 board chair that I put up there.
Do, 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 do.
Can it's under the miscellaneous folder. It's down at near the
I
bottom
got
of
the
the
board
list.
chair. Yep.
Okay,
Miscellaneous.
miscellaneous.
Oh, this might be Eileen's because it's just by month.
This is the COM4 board chair.
Looking, I'm looking for it. It would be shared with me, right, Beth?
Is it like how-tos?
Are you, no, it's under miscellaneous
I got it. You
budget
got
committee
it?
proposed.
Miscellaneous reference. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, down near the bottom is the budget committee oath of office.
Yep. Oh, got it. All right.
Okay.
All right. Repeat after me,
And
Miss
so we
Murray.
all do it together.
Oh.
Yeah, we all do
Okay.
it
We all do it
together.
together. Okay.
But someone has to lead it.
I will lead it. Okay. Budget Committee Oath of Office. I. State your name, Teresa Zawalski.
Lisa Hall.
Eileen Goldhammer.
I, Beth, no, everybody does it at the same time. They
Oh.
repeat the thing. So we all go,
Okay.
I, Beth Elliker.
You got it.
Okay.
I,
I,
Lisa
Pat
Teresa
Murray. I'm
Beth
Beth
Elliker.
do solemnly affirm.
Do
Do
solemnly
solemnly
affirm
affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the United States of America.
that I
That
will
I will
support
support
the
the
Constitution of the
Constitution of
United
the
States of
United States of
America
America and the Constitution of the State of Oregon
and the
and the
Constitution of
Constitution
the
of the
State
State
of
of
Oregon
Oregon and the laws thereof
and the laws
and the laws thereof.
thereof and will faithfully and honorably discharge the duties
And will
and will
faithfully and
faithfully and
honorably
honorably
discharge
discharge
the
the
duties.
duties. As a 26-27 budget committee member
As a
of the Otter Rock Water
26-27
District.
budget committee
Budget
member
member
of the Otter Rock Water District.
of the Otter Rock
Otter
Water
Rock
District.
Water
Otter Rock
District.
Water District.
There we go.
Okay.
Sworn in.
So we're all sworn in.
All right, now I would like to make a motion that Eileen would be our presiding officer for the budget committee.
I second the motion. Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I think all the committee members have to vote.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why we waited to do it.
Yes.
I will go yes.
Me too.
That was a Kelly yes. And a Pat.
Yes, I said yes.
All right.
Motion passes.
Okay, woman, take it away.
Well, Teresa, you've offered to read the budget message, so that's, I think, next on the agenda.
Okay, no problem. Oh, let me get to that. Do, 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 do. Here we go. Here's the Otter Rock Water District 2026-2027 budget message dated April 7, 2026. Budget Committee and Otter Rock Water Board. The purpose of the budget message is to highlight the major issues and changes and to discuss future projections for the fiscal year 2026-2027. The district is required to present a balanced budget for the upcoming fiscal year by June 30th of each year. The budget committee, consisting of up to five citizens and the governing board members, meets to build and approve the budget for the district. During the budget process, the public is asked to comment on the proposed budget at two different times, once near the beginning and again at the end of the budget hearing. After the budget is approved by the budget committee, a budget hearing will be scheduled before final approval by the governing body, the Otter Rock Water District Board. In the fiscal year 2026, 2025, 2026, we completed the meter installation project. Woohoo!
Yes. Thank
North,
you, Beth.
thank you, Beth. Northwest Natural Water LLC continues to provide us with water operation services. We lost one of our board members in early 2026 and are currently looking for a replacement to fill the secretary role. In the interim, Teresa Zawalski has stepped into the role with help from the other board members. Beth Elker has continued to be active as a volunteer, helping to maintain our website and assisting with other tasks when asked. Our bookkeeper office manager has been doing an excellent job maintaining accounts and managing other office manager tasks. The system development fund and treasury account continue to increase through dividends, while the design portion of the infrastructure project was slowed down, waiting on timeline details on our FEMA grant. The system design is progressing, and we should see it nearly completed by the end of this fiscal year. As the project moves forward in the upcoming year, both project fund budgets, FEMA and Business Oregon loan, will need to increase as we will be moving into the construction phase. The FEMA grant requires the district to pay 10% of the overall cost of the project. We are engaging with funding sources to secure a loan for the 10% requirement. FEMA also only reimburses funds on receipt of payment to the contractor. This means ORWD will have to initially pay the contractors and then get reimbursed from FEMA. We are pursuing funding for these, quote, bridge funds as well to pay the initial fees. This becomes especially critical in the construction phase of the project. Rates will increase for the 2026-2027 fiscal year as per Resolution 2024-26 passed on May 14, 2024. This will be the last rate increase per Resolution 2024-26. The district will hold an initial hearing along with the budget hearing required on the approved budget, both as required by Oregon statutes. Knowing the age of our system, we anticipate the continuing need to budget for limited system repairs until the system can be rebuilt. The district has tentatively scheduled the budget hearing and final approval of the budget for June 25th at the latest. Respectfully submitted, Eileen Goldhammer, Commissioner Number 2, Otter Rock Water District. FEMA grant and Business Oregon loan. In August 2020, a disaster declaration was issued for Lincoln County, Oregon, by the governor and president for wildfires that took place in August and September of 2020. After disaster, FEMA makes funds available for mitigation projects to eligible jurisdictions within counties in which the disasters were declared. Otter Rock Water District decided to pursue a FEMA post-disaster hazard mitigation grant to improve seismic resiliency of critical water infrastructure within the ORWD. The ORWD requested CWE Civil West Engineering, now known as Verdantis, provide a scope of work to prepare the necessary engineering, environmental, historical, and archaeological documents and cost estimates to develop the FEMA pre-application. A pre-application was submitted, and it was determined that under one of two open mitigation grant programs, the ORWD qualified under Lincoln County Natural Hazards Mitigation Plan, specifically identified in County Goal, Earthquake Number 2, identify, inventory, and retrofit critical facilities for seismic and tsunami rehabilitation. A requirement of the grant was that ORWD become a part of the overall Lincoln County Hazard Mitigation Plan. The ORWD submitted their final plans to Lincoln County in July 2025, and the overall county plan was approved by FEMA in December 2025. The FEMA grant was awarded July 2025 with a period of performance ending March 14, 2026. A request was made to extend the period of performance, and on February 27, 2026, FEMA extended the period of performance to September 14, 2028. We believe this is enough time to fully complete the ORWD renewal project. There is still potential issue with the geological survey results for the new tank location. The results of the additional survey could alter the current proposed plans for the tank replacement. Because these improvements only represent a portion of the overall water system improvements necessary in the district, CWE, Civil West Engineering, now Verdantis, was also asked to help identify other funding for the overall system improvements. This is where Business Oregon comes into play through the Oregon Health Authority Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund. This portion of the infrastructure project required some extensive work with Business Oregon. We were successful in securing the loan in early 2024 and have started to expend these funds in fiscal year 2024-2025. The end.
Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome.
I have one comment about the cost share, the 10%. That should be a grant and not a loan, hopefully. Crossing fingers.
Yeah.
That it's a grant and not a loan. So that needs to be changed. Other than that, it's a lovely message.
It's a great message, Eileen. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beth.
I
couldn't have edits and suggestions.
It was awesome. I couldn't have summarized it so well, that's for sure.
It was joint project.
Very nice.
Okay, so has everybody had a chance to just kind of peruse this proposed budget? I'm at my son's house with my grandkids, so I'm really hoping that we can just take a look at it. If there's questions, maybe we could just kind of write them down and we can discuss them on the 21st, just because I'm going to get interrupted here pretty soon. So,
yeah, that works for me, Eileen.
Okay. If you do look down through the budget, I just kind of wanted to just kind of look at it with everybody real quick. You'll notice that on the first page that we've got this transfer in from reserve account and transfer in from SDF. This is something that we did with a supplemental budget this year. We haven't actually accessed these funds yet because we've been able to continue to pay Civil West out of just our general checking account. But I just wanted to kind of make note of that. When you see those numbers, that's what that is. That's the supplemental budget. But those funds are actually still sitting in these two accounts, the reserve account and the system development fund. So that's that. The revenues are basically adjusted for the rate increase. So that's very straightforward. All of the basic expenses I've pretty much left alone, other than small increases like in utilities, the website, there was a small increase in that. Payroll, I adjusted that up a little bit. So, but other than that, the basic expenses are really pretty much in line with what we had last year, other than just a few cost increases from these different vendors.
Yep.
And then is system repairs and maintenance. I just kind of stuck a number in there, 30,000, which would cover any kind of emergencies that might come up. And it's certainly lower than it was last year.
Right.
Let's see. Teresa, I'm sorry, Lisa.
We might want to increase the CPA a little bit because if we do in fact get funds from FEMA, we are going to have a federal fiscal audit in addition to our regular audit. So,
Oh,
okay.
CPA fees.
Yeah.
That audit would come after the end of the year, the fiscal year.
Oh, so for
Yeah, we
next year's
might.
budget. Yeah. Beth and I kind of took a look at that, Lisa, and
Okay.
decided that that audit wouldn't be affected in this 26-27 budget year. And that's why we kind of left that number alone.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know about the only other thing that I would comment is about the water testing, because that supposedly there's this new test that's going to come along. So we don't really have any data on that yet, but
We did up it a little.
okay.
That would be the
Based on that.
annual. Yeah, with just kind of we could get some additional information on that to be more exact, but yeah.
And
That
I can,
PFA test is
yeah,
what you're
you're probably
talking.
covering it in the 7060.3 with that 600 bump, that $600
Yeah.
bump. Yep. Okay, great.
And then basically, if you look at the reserve, the system development funds, you can see that those transfers from the supplemental budget are reflected in those numbers.
What page are we on?
We're on page 5.
Okay. And what line?
Well, it's so there's two funds sitting on page 5. It's the reserve fund and the
Yeah.
system development fund. So
Yeah.
if you look at 25-26, you'll see that the available cash on hand was 109,890. And then this year proposed, we're showing the cash on hand at 54,690. That's reflecting the money that's sitting on page 1 that we haven't
The
moved yet.
resolution
Yeah.
to transfer those
Yeah.
funds.
So we're anticipating those funds being moved out of these two funds by the end of this fiscal year.
Yeah.
But it all just basically kind of is based on what we get from Civil West.
Right.
So it's just right now, it's just kind of an assumption, Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Looks good.
So, yeah. And
Okay.
there again, I'm assuming that some of these numbers are going to have to be tweaked a little bit before we finalize this budget. But
Yeah.
I wanted to put some numbers in here, just so we had something to look at.
Okay. Yeah, no, they look good.
Okay.
I did have a question about engineering and consulting. We have the same number plugged in, 5,000, as we did for the previous fiscal year. And don't I kind of think that possibly we might have more consulting fees. Don't
Well, I think the majority of the consulting fees are going to be based on these the project that we've got going on. I think the engineering fees that we've got for that account is just
be
kind of
wrapped up
emergency.
with FEMA.
Right, because the other ones are all captured in the Business Oregon and the FEMA fund line items,
Which is
okay,
on the last
the
page.
actual work that they're going to be doing.
Okay. Thank you.
And then on the last page, you've got the Lincoln County Grant, Capital Improvement, Business Oregon, Capital Improvement, FEMA. And these are the ones that Beth and I basically kind of took a look at, kind of plugged some numbers in. Beth kind of came back to me with some other numbers. I got some information from Teresa after we had kind of put these numbers together. So these are the numbers that probably are going to change.
Exactly. They'll change because as soon as we get to that construction phase, all these numbers will change.
Right, right.
It's, you know, we really, until we get an actual bid, we don't know the cost.
Right. Well, so
we may not get, we probably won't get a bid finalized for sure before we have to approve this. We'll have to make some good
we'll
guesstimate
have to make an adjustment.
Make sure we have more than enough so we don't overspend, or we have to do a supplemental budget again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we probably
could just bump each one up with another 500,000, and
that's what I kind of wanted to do. But anyway, this is
I'd
to start
be fine
off
with that, because then we're going to be under that budget.
Okay, well, and I mean, I'm totally fine with that too. I just didn't want to tweak this anymore because I wanted to get it out to everybody.
Sure.
And then the only other thing, and I think I made a note of that with everybody, is that I plugged in an interest expense under the Capital Improvement FEMA Fund, and that's the RCAC bridge loan, if that's what we're going with.
Yeah, no, that's great to have the line item there.
Yeah. But there again,
not being RCAC, but.
Right. Yeah. But there again, at least we've, you know, we've got something to look at and work with.
Perfect.
Okay. And with that said, I know there might be some questions, and if we've got another meeting coming up on the 21st of April.
We got a couple weeks to mull over it.
Yeah, so hopefully we can kind of mull over it. And Lisa, I know you're not going to be here.
Yeah, so Rod needs to be here to have a quorum. Yep.
No problem. That shouldn't be. Rocky should be able to stay by himself by that point.
Well, thank you.
Okay, that's all I had.
Okay, so even though I don't think we have anybody, we need to
public comments.
Need to open for public hearing and.
Okay, so do we have any public comments?
And so if not, you could say the public hearing is closed.
Public hearing is closed.
Well, Kelly had a question.
No, I just for the sake of my summary, I just wanted to verify that we opened public hearing at 6:22 and we closed it at 6:23.
Yep. Perfect, Kelly. That'll work. Thank you.
Anything else?
Thank you, Beth and Eileen. This is the quickest but first budget meeting that I've ever been to, and I'm really appreciative, and you guys are rock stars, so thank you so much.
It was really clean and understandable and great.
I just need to mention that we've scheduled the next
hearing.
budget meeting
for the 21st.
Yep. So the next budget meeting with public comment will be on April 21st at 6 p.m. on Zoom. And the budget's available on our website for everybody to take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I appreciate everybody cutting it short for me.
We'll take care of those babies.
Good luck to your dog, Rocky, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Every day is better.
Good. All right. Well, good to see y'all.
Yep. Okay, so I'm stopping recording at 6:24.
Okay. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you in a couple.